Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle from the fraud department. Am I speaking to Robert Cussie?
This is his wife, Linda.
Okay.
Let me put him on. Hold on one minute.
All right.
Hello?
Hello. Am I speaking to Robert Cussie?
Yes, you are.
All right. I'm Michelle from the fraud department. Looks like they sent over an account for me to look at. I have an account under Robert Cussie. Could you confirm
yep.
either your shipping address or an email to verify this, please?
To verify what?
An account here that I have pulled up.
I never set up any account. I donated a dollar to be a good sport, and it says you can pick any of these. I was picked from a selection. And I can have any of these as a gift.
Okay.
And I think I might have selected that notebook you're talking about, but I never agreed to any $49 on opening an account.
Okay. Well, I actually can't look at the charge yet until you verify what I see here, shipping address, email, anything that you can verify for me to make sure
email
this is.
The email would be Robert Cussie, all one word, under yahoo.com.
Oh, thank you, sir. All right, let me take a look here. Just let me see what this is. It says, I'm pretty sure the previous agent explained what this is, but I see that this was a contest entry to win an iPad, and the company that was giving this out would it be the meal planning app called Bites Up that counts your calories for you. That was back on the 1st. Did you do that survey to win an iPad?
I might have. I don't remember. I just remember as my wife was talking on the phone that I did donate a dollar to something, and I was on a list to receive one of the following prizes, and I chose the iPad or whatever it was, the tablet. But
okay.
I never agreed to sign up for any account or to pay $50 for
okay.
something that I got as part of a $1 donation. That's
okay.
nothing more than a scam. That's a scam.
Well, ByteTab, they were, as long as you sign up for their app, they would give you the free prizes that you chose in the beginning, like an iPad, iPhone. This was all in the terms and conditions. I don't know if those are overlooked, but I don't think this would be fraud. Let me tell you what we do here at Fraud First. We would send the account over to the local authorities. They would search the IP address. Basically, that tells them who placed the order, what phone and location. So they can see if it is fraud and help you to see who has your card information. But I do think maybe this was you. Maybe it was just a misunderstanding. So let me see what else I can do besides sending this over to be investigated regarding this charge. Let's
okay.
see what I can do instead of doing that. I see they blocked your account for any future charges. As a courtesy from ByteTub, sir, I can do a $45 refund from this charge. $5 was used to set up the app ByteTub to win the iPad, but they do give out courtesy refunds. So if you like, I can do that instead of sending it over to be investigated if you like.
Okay.
All right. Let me do that for you. Let me make sure it goes through. Okay, it's not letting it go through. Is your card blocked or canceled? Anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Unless it was an old... No, it's not an old card. That's a new card. I have a brand new card.
Is it ending in 4183?
I don't have it right in front of me. You have the charge card? My wife will get it.
Okay. It's letting me know there's some kind of error trying to refund it back to your card. I'm trying to see what's going on.
But if I get told that I'm going to get something, you know, for free, I should know better. But I donated the dollar they asked for, and now all of a sudden I'm getting something I never really ordered. I selected it as far as the gift,
mm-hmm.
but I never ordered it and never agreed to join any account or a club or anything. To me, that's fraud.
Well, you do have to agree to the terms and conditions whenever you do it, agreeing that you would agree to the offers along with your free iPad. So like I said, ByteTub, that's the company that hands out the iPads or iPhones. I think that was the other prize. If you sign up with their app, they do send it out if you're a winner each week. I don't know if you checked your email to see if you've won the iPad yet. You have to claim it, and they'll send it to you. I don't know if you've seen that yet. But they do this every week with their customers. But it wasn't the terms and conditions. I don't know what happened there. I can't.
Right,
I don't know what
the
ad looks like.
The card ends in 4183, yeah.
Okay. It is saying that it's not letting me refund it. If you could give, I believe Monday, when the bank opens, can you ask them if there's a problem with the card or tell them the charge that they made on February the 1st for $49.89, if they blocked that merchant, did they have a dispute or anything blocking us from be able to give you this refund? Can you ask them to verify, because it's not letting me. Usually when it doesn't let us refund or there's an error, it means there's a dispute, your card is canceled, something blocking
us. I'm not going to get involved in a big mess. You can call them and figure it out.
It's not a big mess, sir. You would have to call them because they're your bank.
I'm going to report it to the Bank of America as fraud.
Well, we have no problem refunding it, sir, but there's something wrong with your card.
I'm not going to call the bank basically on your behalf.
All right. Well, this is for you, sir, so we can refund you. It's not letting me. So I'm trying to give you some options here to see why it's not letting us refund you your money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna get a hold of them now and dispute the charge entirely then.
All right, sir. If you dispute the charge, they will give us a call back to make sure is this a valid charge. We will explain to them that yes, you did give us a call and say that this is a valid charge. Probably put your account in charge by giving us the money. That's why they tell you to give us a call first so we can resolve this issue with you. We have no